Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's great expectations on your radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah. With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.
Go down from here tonight without knowing they have personally heard from you. Something will be said that will shift and change their life forever. We receive it by faith, and it is so in Jesus' name. Will you clap your hands and give God a praise today? I want to tell every one of y'all tonight, you are so smart. You are so very smart. You are so smart to have chosen to come to church tonight. Out of everything and all the things that could have sent you in another direction, you're smart tonight. Turn to two people and tell them, I'm glad to be sitting beside somebody smart tonight. I want to share with you a verse in particular. It's a few verses, but a familiar verse in particular that the Lord has laid upon my heart for tonight, for the next few minutes we are together, for you individually, for us corporately, and even for our local church. And I believe in all of my heart that it'll bless you real good. Now, Jeremiah 29 and 11. Look at this. This is what the Lord says. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Thoughts to give you an expected end. All right? Now, from that tonight, we're all set in motion. We're all thinking. We're all in place. And our mind is on plans. Our mind is on planning, and rightfully so. But I need you to understand that as we talk about God's plan tonight, you're going to see how it directly links to plans that you got and plans that you should have. Now, before I can even get into it, you have got to embrace and know this about 2019. You can't ignore God this year. You're going to have to work with him. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, in 2019, you cannot ignore God. You're going to have to work with him. Now, according to Jeremiah 29 and 11, it says God knows the thoughts that he thinks towards us. Thoughts, again, of peace, not thoughts of evil, but thoughts to give you an expected end. I need you to get this right away in your life tonight. Your expectation is going to play a major role in 2019. Are you listening to me? Expectation is hope. You cannot, you will not go into this year without expectation. And your expectation will not be low. God is not going, hear me now, God is not going to give you what you want. He's only going to give you what you expect. Are you listening to me? Touch your neighbor and say, he's talking real good to both of us right now. He's going to give you what you expect. There is a difference. Want is different from faith and expectation. God's not going to give me what I want, but he's going to give me what I expect. So in this scripture, God is telling me, He said, Bishop, I'm saying to you, and you said to everybody under the sound of your voice, I'm going to give them an expected end. Faith is believing that God will do what he promised he would do. So God is not saying, Bishop, what do you want? He's not saying to y'all tonight, what do you want? God is asking us tonight, what do you expect? He will give me an expected end. Now I want you to look at verse 12, 13, and 14. Notice what he says. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. You're going to pray, you're going to call me, you're going to talk to me, and I'm not going to turn a deaf ear to you. I'm going to hear you. I'm going to hear people who have expectation. People who talk to me about what they expect me to do. People who come to me with hope are not going to have to worry about whether or not I am actually listening to them. Verse 13. You're going to look for me. You're going to seek me. And guess what? I got good news tonight. You're going to find me. And you shall search for me with all your heart. And notice what's going to happen. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place which I cause you to be carried away captive. So God is literally saying to me, I have no desire to hide myself from you. God has no desire to hide himself from you in 2019, especially if you expect him to do anything for you. Do I have any folk in here tonight that are willing to expect God to do something for you? God said, the plans that I have for you, your expectation has got a whole lot to do with it. You ever seen any time on TV or seen in person where parents with little children play hide and seek? And they play hide and seek, and when they start to play it, the children start to look for the parents in odd places. They looking under chairs, looking in the laundry basket, looking in cabinets. And they're doing that because they're children and they don't know how to look. But the parents, if you've ever noticed it, when they're playing hide and seek with their little children, they never move far away. As a matter of fact, they hide close. Because the object of the game to the parent is for the child to find them. And I want you to know in this year, that God wants you to find him. He is not as far away as you think. I don't care what it's been. I don't care how it's been. I come to tell somebody tonight, God is closer than you think. If that's you, clap your hands and say, I received that right there. Come on, I got to prophesy to somebody tonight. Look at your neighbor and say, 2018 almost got me. But the tears of 2018 have set the stage for the harvest of 2019. Now don't just say it because I told you to say it. If there's anybody in here that can truly say and attest to the fact, 2018, if that's you, turn to somebody and tell them, it almost got me. It almost. Oh, when you look back over your life this year, you don't have to play with it. There were some moments, there were some days, there were some times in which this year it all. Look at your neighbor and say, have you been through anything this year? So tonight, as we prepare to cross over into 2019, the focus for everybody is plans and planning. Plans and planning. The routine that we want for 2019. And I want to help somebody tonight. Let me inject this in your spirit. Let me give you something deep. Something real deep. That's going to help you as you set your routine for 2019. Look at your neighbor and say, simplify your life, baby. God has a system that will help you make decisions. And tonight, as we gather to focus on our plans, God instructed me to tell you about his plans. I was really deep and entrenched and moving in and spending time and focusing and saying, God, everybody's mind is on plans. Everybody's planning a routine for 2019. I got to be able, God, to pull something together and have it. I got to focus on that. We got to take advantage of this moment, God. Everybody's planning. This is a great time. God, their hearts are turning that direction. And God spoke to me and said, my plan. I want you to go in there tonight and set the stage and talk to them, good God Almighty, about God's plan. Look at your neighbor and say, God's plan. Because his plan for 2019, y'all, this is how he helped me with it. The reason God wants me to talk to you tonight about his plan is because his plan for you in 2019 is about you. And if you're not careful, oh Lord, have mercy, you'll miss this. But I prophesy over you tonight, you will not miss this. 2019, everybody wants to know, what are you declaring it to be? What do you want it to be? I looked at it, thought about it, really submitted it to God, and I'm declaring over our local church, over the people that I'm responsible for, and those of you that are sitting here tonight, you want to embrace it? I trust that you will, and that it'll bless you real, real good. I'm declaring that the year of 2019 is a year of spiritual renewal and expecting God's will to be done. That's a good place to stick a praise right there. It's going to stand out more to you. It's the year of, somebody say, the year of spiritual renewal and the year of expecting God's will to be done. I want you to know God's will and God's plans for you this year include your relationships. God is concerned about your health, and God is concerned about your wealth, and tonight is a turning point in your life. Every relationship in your life, God is concerned about. Your health and your well-being, God is concerned about it. Your ability to be financially secure and free, God is concerned about it. God ain't gonna bless your relationships. And did not let you have no money to enjoy him. And then God ain't gonna bless you with money and have you so sick that you can't. Oh Lord, have mercy. You can't enjoy it. Touch your neighbor and say, I received that right there. If you receive it, look at the person beside you and say, let's simplify our lives. So your life can be impactful and yet be simple. Routines that have to do, y'all, with your relationships, that have to do with health and have to do with wealth. I want you to stay positive this year. Stay away from negativity and non-productive people. Are you listening to me? I believe you are tonight. Get you a celebration calendar. Ain't gonna be no haterade drinking in 2019. Get you a celebration calendar, and the people on your life team, y'all celebrate each other. Celebrate one another's birthdays. Celebrate one another's anniversaries. And come on, talk back to me. Invest time in your family and create moments of pleasure. You on my life team, we celebrating you this year. I ain't ignoring your birthday or your anniversary or your graduation. You on my life team, you getting celebrated. I'm starting off 2019 with what I call my celebration calendar. And I'm celebrating, oh Lord, let me try it over here. I'm celebrating the people who celebrate me. Look at your neighbor and say, I don't have time for no negativity. Come on, say it like you mean it. I don't have time for negativity. Say, schedule you some pleasure time. And y'all, when I say pleasure time, y'all know I ain't talking about no food talk. I ain't talking about going down from here and finding a club and a pole where you can swing on it. You don't need no pole ministry. This is a year of spiritual renewal. And God's will coming to pass in your life. Look at your neighbor and say, he got to be talking to somebody behind me. Because ain't no way in the world he can be talking to me. I'm telling you, you better schedule you some pleasure times, because if you don't schedule pleasure, pain will schedule itself. And for your health, schedule yourself some rest. All of the complicated stuff is wearing you out. Many of us are missing too much church. Let me say it like this: way too much church, and not honoring God because you don't have rest in your plans. And when you get to church, you're so wore out that all you want to do is rest. Ain't nothing wrong with you scheduling rest in your plans. I know you're large and in charge. I know you're a shot caller and a big baller. I know you're a mover and a shaker. I know you're on the top and never on the bottom. I know you're the head and not the tail. I know you're in the front and never on the back. I know you always got the victory and never defeated. You got all that, but ain't got no rest. Look at your neighbor and say, I prophesy with your busy schedule, you'll schedule rest into your busyness, because you can't be so busy until you're not effective. When the head is rested, the body can produce. Is this helping anybody up in here tonight? I don't want you to have no hype tonight. It'll be a little fluff inside of this, but you're going to get what I got for you tonight. Because the days of being non-productive are over. I said your days of being non-productive are over. In the midst of the problems and the challenges that come your way, you got to schedule some pleasure. Your plans do not have to be complicated. They don't have to be. They can be practical. Set yourself some achievable goals. When I say achievable goals, it's like low-hanging fruit. Ain't nothing like wanting to get a good apple off the tree and the apple so high in the tree you can't reach it. Set your goals. Put them, y'all, where you can reach them. They don't have to be complicated. Why? Because you can get discouraged too easy if the goal is too far out of reach. Am I helping anybody? Well, I got another one for you. You want to write this one down. If your goal is discouraging you, change the goal. Because the purpose of the goal is not to bring stress. The purpose of the goal is to inspire you. So if your goal or your goals are no longer inspiring you or they're creating stress for you, you got to make some adjustments. Instead of trying to lose 40 pounds all at one time, why don't you lose 20 first and then lose 10 and then lose 10 more? You still going to get 40. You can be a person that owes $50,000. And your goal is to get rid of the $50,000. I come to tell you tonight how you can get rid of your $50,000 debt. Do you want to know? Okay, your debt is $200,000 then. I come to tell you how you can get rid of that $200,000 debt. You know how you can get rid of it? $1 at a time. You get rid of the $20,000 by paying one, paying two, paying three, then paying four. Oh, I can't get no help up here. Then paying five. See, you drive yourself crazy looking at the $50,000, looking at the $200,000, and anybody that pays anything off, they always start with a dollar. One step at a time. One foot in front of the other. Well, I tell you what, this is a year of spiritual renewal. I'm going to get myself together. I'm going to increase my prayer life. After the night, I'm going to start praying 2 hours a day. Good luck. I'm not saying that you can't, but why don't you start off with 8 minutes a day? Touch your neighbor and say, 8 minutes with God, 8 minutes. Oh, I don't hear nobody. Come on, say 8 minutes with God. But Bishop, I want more time than that. I need more time. I'm deeper. I'm feeling closer. I want this spiritual renewal. Well, if I use my energy to be in God's presence, he'll use his energy to keep me there. So if I set myself to do 8 minutes with God, if God wants 15, he'll keep me there. And you round there stressing yourself out, trying to prove to yourself that you can do 20. God might be through with you in 8. Well, Bishop, what if I don't want to get up at 8? You ain't got to get up at 8. Keep sitting down there listening to yourself. Because when God's got the message, what are you trying to say? Say he done told you 3 times. Come on, say he done told you 3 times. Simplify your life, baby. Start small, but start. Start easy, but start. It's not how much, it's the what you do. It's about getting started. I hope what I give you tonight lasts long after this service is over. Hope it's not something that you just get excited about tonight and haven't been in the New Year's service and that's it. No. You got to have a plan and let part of that plan be setting goals for yourself. Why? Because when I set goals, my goals allow me to use my faith. That's why my goals are so very important. You got to use your faith for your goal. Having faith without a goal is like having a car with nowhere to go. You say, well, I'm excited. I like my car. I'm glad that it's sitting out there in the driveway. It looks nice. Yeah, it looks nice, but you ain't going nowhere. Well, the purpose of your faith is to go somewhere. The purpose of faith is not just to go somewhere. The purpose of faith is also to do something. Because faith without works is dead. Your goals challenge you to use your faith, because your goal will pull on your faith. Your goal will activate your faith. Goals really will pull you into your future. It'll pull you into an expected end. Look at your neighbor and tell them your faith needs a target. Your faith is an arrow and your goal is the target. Your faith needs something to shoot at. So you target your faith. And that's why your goals are so important. Look at your neighbor and say, making plans in 2019 is important to every one of us. But I am so glad that God is not waiting on me to do all the planning. Thank you, because if he had to wait on me to do all the planning, God might not get nothing done. But I am glad that when I look at the word of God, God himself is involved in planning. But planning may not be your strength. So you might be struggling listening to me right now. It don't have to be your strength. Get with some people that can help you. There are other people that know how to plan. Look at the folk on your life team. Find out who else is better at planning and can help you with it. Go online. Research planning, Google it, get you a book, find out about planning. Don't let the fact that planning is not your strength keep you from doing that. Touch your neighbor and say, I receive that tonight. So it's great for all of us to plan, however, God has plans too. Tell your neighbor, God has plans too. And God is not waiting on me to do all the planning. Say, because he has plans. And he accomplishes his plans with you. God uses people. He uses you and I to fulfill his plans. Let me read this same scripture to you. Jeremiah 29 and 11 from the Good News Translation. This is what it says. I alone know the plans I have for you. Thank you, Lord, that you ain't waiting on me to do all the planning. What did he say? I alone know the plans I have for you. And notice what he said. Plans to what? Come on, y'all, it's right there, read it. Plans to what? Plans to bring you prosperity and not. Good God Almighty. Why? Plans to bring about the future you hope for. So God has plans, y'all. This is powerful. God's will, according to this scripture, is not to destroy my dreams. God's plan and God's will is not to bring disaster in my life. God's plan, according to the word of God, y'all, is to prosper every one of us. That's why it's so important to be saved, to have a relationship with God. These things that we talk about and the things that God has written in the scripture, these are the things that are entitled to people who enter into covenant relationship with God. If I wasn't saved today, I know what I'd do. I'd get saved. There's no way that I would be living beneath my privilege. There's no way in the world that I would be living and not have the prosperity that God wants me to have. God says, while you're thinking about plans and while you're making plans, he said, I got plans too. And remember, my plans are to prosper you. Let me read it again. I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster. Plans to bring about the future you hope for. So God has plans. Does God's plans happen automatically without my participation? Of course not. God works with and through us. That's why I have to be reminded that God has plans, because they don't work automatically without me. And if I receive his plans, if I receive the will of God for my life, I'm going to have an amazing future. You know why? Because the scripture says plans to bring about the future you hope for. So God says, Bishop, if you embrace these plans, anybody that will embrace these plans under the sign of my voice for 2019, this is so simple. A child could get it. He says, you receive this? I know you got plans. I know you're making plans, but don't you make plans without me. Don't exclude me. Don't leave me out the plans. And the reason you don't want to leave me out the plans is because my plan is greater than your plan. Touch your neighbor and say, God's plans, God's plans. God started talking to the children of Israel about the promised land. That was God's plan. That wasn't their plan. They didn't plan that. God planned that. But his people had other plans and missed out on what he had planned for them. And if we are not careful, y'all, you can miss out on what God has planned for you. But I prophesy over your life, 2019, you will not miss out on not one plan God has for your life and for your family's life. Are you receiving this right now? Somebody say, Lord, your will be done. And when you say God's will be done, it ain't nothing sad. God doesn't intend for his will and his plan to be something sad in our life. It's like being 17 years old and going to the youth ministry, and you are a handsome young man and you are a pretty young girl, and you go to youth ministry, and all of a sudden you discover that you're a girl, and you look over there and say, ooh, boys look nice. Or you are a handsome young fella and you look over there and say, ooh, man, girls look good. And then your youth leader get up and say, God, it's not God's will for you to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Now, see, that make me want to just leave the youth ministry. I'm 17 years old. God has helped me to discover that I'm supposed to be attracted to the opposite sex. And as soon as God wakes me up to it, you look at me and say, it's not God's will. Well, would you feel better if I sit there as a boy and look at the other boys? Or would you feel better if I sit there as a girl and look at the other girls? No, it's the will of God that you reach a place in your life and you discover what you're supposed to be. Attracted to. See, it's tough kind of to receive that, because people are afraid. When you say something like that, you only be t- talking like that, let me decide when my 17-year-old needs a date. I'm not trying to get in your business. I'm just telling you the truth. If you think your 17-year-old don't know what time it is, I don't know what world you're living in. And the best thing that you could do, now I know you don't like this, this is shaking you a little bit, it's shaking you a little bit, but you're going to be all right. It's 2019. I'm telling you, if I could turn back the hand of time, which I can't, but if I could, there are some talks that I didn't have with my children, I declare to God I'd have had. I was so busy thinking that if I talked about it, they would do it. Thinking that the fact that I didn't talk about it would make them not even know it exists. And they counting down the days. 11th grade, one more year, it's going to be 12. Oh, graduate, oh! But God says, I know the plans that I have for you. And the plans I got for you are going to prosper you. Don't be afraid of prosperity. Don't be afraid of expansion. He says, I'm going to bring you. I'm going to bring you the future that you actually hope for. So God's plans are far better than ours. So according to his word, what kind of plans does God have for you in 2019? According to the scripture, what kind of plans does he have? Thank you. He wants a year of prosperity for you. So I need to cooperate with God. You can't ignore God. You're going to have to work with him. Are you listening to me? God has plans and they are far greater than ours. But the pressure of your current circumstance can lead you and believe or cause you to believe that you should settle for less than what God has for you. But you can't let what you're currently going through or what you're dealing with cause you not to believe God. Again, stay away from negative people and negative stuff. Why? Because they rob you of what God's going to turn for your good. 2019, the year of expecting God's will to be done. Touch your neighbor one more time and tell them, God has plans. Try it again. God has plans. Does God force us to receive his plans? No. And that's the dangerous part. Because he doesn't force us to receive his plans. We can actually reject God's plans. Wow. God told his people, I got a promised land for you. They went over and looked at the promised land and saw the giants in it. And as soon as they saw the giants, all they kept talking about was the giants, the giants, the giants, the giants, the giants. They weren't even talking about what God said. And you know what they opted to do? They opted to stay in a desert without giants than to go in the promised land where giants existed. Because they let their current circumstances convince them to settle for less than what God had. God never told them about the giants. Why did he never tell them about the giants? Because the giants didn't matter. And the reason the giants didn't matter, God didn't even bring it up, is because God was going to be with them. God felt that his presence was enough. He didn't need to bring up the issue with the giants. And I'm here to tell you, there's some things in your life that God's not talking about, that's negative, that don't mean you no good, and trying to hold you back, and you're wondering why God is not talking about it. And God ain't talking about it because it don't matter. Because God's got a plan to bring you out. He goes to a brother by the name of Joseph and tells Joseph about a palace, but never tells him about a pit and never tells him about a prison. Not one time does he talk about the pit. Not one time does he talk about the prison. And he doesn't talk about it because God was in there with him. And I dare you to touch two people and tell them, God is with you now. Boy, I wish I had some folk that would really say that like they mean it. Say, God is with you now. So there are some things you're coming out of, and God has been in it with you. You are not in it by yourself. Touch your neighbor and shout, God's plan. So I want to challenge you in my close. Let your first prayer for 2019 be this: God, your will be done. You know what you're saying when you're saying, God, your will be done? You are saying, God, the first prayer that I'm going to pray for 2019 is this: God, your plan come to pass.
Get clear. Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
Charles Millette Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millette.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millette.
You rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millette. Great expectations.